It's almost time in the show for a very special guest to do what he does.
Yeah, Simon's with us. Hi, Simon.
Hello, guys.
Sorry, morning, Simon.
Then. So where are you joining us from this morning?
Brookwood Cemetery, which is going to be on the Dave Attenborough episode, D episode at some point on BBC Sunday night at some point for the next few weeks.
Does
that mean David Attenborough's been in our area then?
Well, he wasn't here personally. Me and Richard got to show him where they filmed the film of deer in the cemetery, because we know where the best place for the deer is in the cemetery at Brookwood. Mm-hmm. So we showed him where to film it, and we helped out. Literally.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking.
So are you going to be on the telly, year. Simon? Are you,
no.
Are you leaving radio to go to television?
Watch it out in your career.
It's all focused on the deer, I'm afraid. It's all about the wildlife.
It's all about the deer. Okay. There's a joke in there. Oh, dear. No, okay. Really good to speak to you, as always, Simon, the best weatherman in the galaxy. We had a little bit of an extra from you this week. We spoke on Wednesday breakfast when Woking was covered in snow.
Oh, did you?
That was quite short-lived, wasn't it?
It was amazing. I was loving it. It was like heaven. It was like the best.
I have to say, I wasn't loving it as a wheelchair user, thinking, hold on, I could slide everywhere here. It was quite fun, though, in the end, because it was a bit like playing Tokyo Drift.
Okay. But, yeah, it's quite lunchtime. It's like, wake up, we're hearing the buses are cancelled and all this sort of stuff. And then by lunchtime, it was like, oh, snow's gone. Okay.
Yeah, it was a very brief snowstorm, as I predicted, as I did on my channel, which did well, that video, 233 views. I was correct about it being a brief snowstorm because of the Southern England region. It wasn't supposed to be too long. It was just about a day, and then it was cleared. But it could snow again next week, guys. We might get a little bit of snow down here next Tuesday. I can't rule it out. It might be a dusting across the hills or so locally.
I know. I've been looking at your weather channel. I watched your weather forecast with illustrations from a pen yesterday. It was very, very good.
Oh, you're getting a bit high-tech now, Simon.
Literally yesterday I was at Kew Gardens. Friday I was with Gavin Kitchen next to Drew Edinburgh's house. He's called Drew Edinburgh now, in Bracknell Forest. And lots of other places I've been to this week. I keep travelling, guys, literally.
Okay. I know, you've been busy.
Yeah.
And you made it all the way down that very large hill in Bracknell, which was very impressive, because I thought at one point you were going to fall over.
I know. Yes, that was quite a drop down.
Wow. So it's an adventure, Simon, though, looking at your YouTube channel. So what are the highlights this week? If we're going to go and search for Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube, what are we going to find? What are we watching?
The Kew Garden video would be quite cool. I've still got a few more to put on for that. It's quite good. It tells you about historical parts of the Second World War, bombings and Kew Gardens, how important that was, and stuff like that, lots of stuff like that. Oh, yeah, there's lots of stuff there to learn about, and it's got a lot of interesting trees there, and it's very important to respect the wildlife and the trees, because without the trees and stuff, we wouldn't have our soaps, comforts in our house, toilet rolls, anything else to take for granted in life.
Oh, yeah, Kew Gardens is particularly beautiful, and, you know, it feels, I mean, well, we've had snow, but officially we're kind of in spring, are we?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I want to recap.
I mean, the weather's not quite sure what it's doing, but, you know, we're coming into spring, so actually, you know, a good time to be out and about as we head towards Easter and checking out all these gardens.
Oh, it sure is. We are having extended winter at the moment, unfortunately. It's going to last probably into April, Easter weekend, I think, guys, at times. It will be warm, but it's not there yet. We're not there quite yet. It's a late one this year, spring is, unfortunately.
Snow in Woking was quite short-lived. Other parts of the country, you've been seeing in the headlines, you know, really affected. People being snowed in up north. So the north of the country, I guess, and sort of the Midlands upwards, more affected by the snow this week.
Yeah, that's because it's higher up. It's darker up there slightly, and it's colder, and it's a higher ground especially. So we're lower down here. We've got the hills of Surrey locally, but most of southeast and southern England regions is all flat. There's only a certain amount of hills you can go up to see the snow. There's not much up there now. It's all gone now on the hills of Surrey locally, literally.
So, Simon, as you know, I have to commute backwards and forwards on the trains and walking around the streets. So what am I in for weather-wise next week?
Well, next week, Matt, You're looking at those gale force winds tonight into tomorrow. Very gale, yeah, 50 miles per hour potentially across the waking time locally in southeast sub regions. And then when coming to Tuesday, it's going to be a northwesterly wind. It'll be very cold. We might use some wintry showers, maybe snow on the higher ground, maybe settling because it'll snow locally next Tuesday. And then it warms up, I think, around about next week, around about Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be undulating temperatures going warm, mild, and then very cold by day, back to about 6 Celsius a day from high. It's going to be 13 one day, 6 Celsius one day. That's literally what's going on the next week across southeast sub regions.
That's sort of yo-yo weather's sort of, you know, on Friday, you know, you sort of go out thinking, oh, it's a bit cold. Yesterday was a bit warmer. So it's like, yeah, the weather needs to make its mind up, really.
I know. Can it decide, please?
Is it jumper weather, or are we going to be in sort of, you know, a lightweight jumper? We have to put the full winter coat on.
Well, I think one day you put the full winter coat on, and the other day you probably put a light jacket on. It's going to be very going consuming. Turn it up one night and then turn it down another night.
I tell you what, I've got friends that like to put their various wardrobes, like their summer wardrobe, winter wardrobe, in and out the loft to make space.
They're going
to
be up and down that ladder like a yo-yo, getting the winter clothes out, getting the summer clothes out. So a bit varied then. Okay, and I know Easter coming up in April. Are we going to have a white Easter, do you think? Is there a chance of that?
I think it's a 50% chance at the moment. It's bound to be 50% chance at the moment, because the only one that's going for warm as weather over east at the moment is the GFS6 the GFS model. The other GFS model, 18 GFS model, the Midnight Zero GFS model, and the 12 GFS model, all just going for a cold continuation of cold air from the northwest and basically block pattern. So it looks possible at the moment. But it could change, but it's possible. I can't rule it out white east at the moment.
Simon, could you just explain? You're talking about GFS model. For those of us that aren't in the kind of the meteorological know-how, what does that mean? Can you sort of explain that a little bit?
Well, it's an American model. GFS model is the American model. Then you've got the Beijing weather model. Then you've got the NASA weather model. Then you've got the Russian weather model. Then you've got the ICON model. There's so many models. There's CEM. I could go through 1,000 models. Somebody talk about. I don't put it all on my YouTube channel because I don't do what my rival does on the internet. If the video was like 25 minutes long, you would just get bored of it. So I don't do that. I like to get it short and quick and just leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased with that, Simon, because I'd get very confused otherwise.
Yeah, we love your YouTube channel. You know, we get to find out what you've been up to, and we get to learn something as well. So give us the plug for your YouTube then, if people are like poised over their laptop and their computer, hanging on YouTube, thinking, where do we go to check you out? Where do we go?
Simon A.G. Evans.
So go and check that one out. Simon, have a good day. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Well, I'm literally going to head back to my parents' house soon and go and get my parcel of my Blu-ray season 2 of Stargirl and get my plastic belt there and then head back to my house and get my bed sheets washed. And I'm going to walk along the Bay Street Canal this afternoon and go see the oil spill, which looks interesting.
Yes. We're going to talk a bit about that. There was an oil spill, of course, in Woking. We'll talk a bit about that later. But for now, Simon, thank you so much for coming on. Always lovely to chat to you and find out what you've been up to. Find out what the weather's in store as well. It's a bit of a varied week coming up. Take care. Have a good day.
Thanks, Simon. Bye. Have a great day, mate.
Thank you, Simon.
Bye,
Simon. Have a look at Simon on YouTube. Simon A.G. Evans.